Hey,
everybody, we are live right here. Facebook is having trouble. We are live. Facebook is having trouble showing our video tonight for some reason. So, but we are live on YouTube, and I'm going to send a link right now to Emily and to Jamie, private chat. Let's send this out through Facebook, and that's what I'm going to do right now. So just you ladies, please start chatting.
I'm investigating right now. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Lewis broke the internet.
Yeah, I did. Actually, maybe it's Jamie that broke the internet.
I didn't break the internet.
I don't know.
Maybe it is broken because Aviva's not here yet.
Yeah, I know. Maybe.
What's going on?
I don't know. Just having some major difficulties right now posting to Facebook. So
darn,
please, just
faces.
Yeah. We're having trouble. It says right here we're having trouble streaming to Facebook. This may be an issue on Facebook ends. It's possible that the stream was ended or deleted on Facebook. We're keep trying to let you know. Yeah, please check Facebook to ensure that if it continues for a while by creating a new broadcast or remove the destination and re-add it. So, wow. That's really weird. So we can tell everyone, head on over to YouTube.
If they click on the the link I shared earlier, it automatically... Whoa! Am I here?
Yes. No, okay. I'm here.
I thought I went away. If I click on the link I sent earlier, it's automatically directing it to YouTube. So all they have to do is click the link.
Yeah, we can do that.
I shared that too. So...
Go to YouTube. Just tell everybody, go to YouTube for tonight's show. There you go. We're just going to post that right there, and hopefully people will chime in. And anyway. Yes. Congratulations.
Oh my God.
I think that first
creepy sounding one was definitely more my speed.
Well, it was funny. Emily, she texted me right away. She goes, "What are we doing tonight? We got to do something." And I was like, I got to plan something quick. And it was very comical. And I was trying to come up with something. She goes, "You're the wizard of all ideas. Think of something."
I was like, I can't do it. I was like, you're the idea man. I was like, I never think of things.
It's so true too. Like he'll ask,
like, I let you do things.
And I'm like, I don't know. That's what you do, Lou. You make all the things.
Exactly. It's like, I try to believe that I'm creative and everything, but then I talk to Lewis and it's like, wow, I'm just nothing.
You're just creative in different ways. That's all it is.
We'll go with that.
He's creative when it comes to making edits.
Cool thing.
Yeah.
That's not true. I mean, you.
Yeah.
Jamie's always been an inspiration, and Emily, you're turning into an inspiration as well. So I can't take the credit for that. You guys both rock. And Rose is definitely my muse because if I feel down, she'll come in and definitely create this and create that. Yes, I know. I can't do much without her. So no, it's definitely she helps a lot. But no, every time when I create a video or an intro or something, I'll shoot it over to Jane. Hey, can you do this? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? Like right now, we're promoting Halloween and our Halloween guest. I mean, Halloween is going to be awesome here on the Angry Geeks. We're going to have live EVPs. Hopefully, StreamYard and Facebook get this issue straightened out. We're going to have live EVPs.
They're here right now. Oh, my God. They got in. The ghost got into freaking Facebook.
Right? Yes.
So, like, we don't want them to talk about this, so we're going to block it.
I know, but it's going to be, like, crazy if they can do this. She's our guest, which is going to be
Shannon.
Shannon's coming back, our favorite medium. And sending over. I'm trying to multitask here to see if I can get this going.
Yeah, she's sending EVPs, and for those that don't know, it is electronic voice phenomenon.
Yep, and if we can do
ghostly
that.
Words.
Yeah, if we can.
It's like the kind of ghosting in a chat that you want.
Yes.
If we can do that, then we can. Hold on one second. I'm going to see if we can switch over to. No, hold on. Hold on.
Right over Lewis's head.
Right on my head. What?
Over your head.
Yeah, it did. I'm going to see if we can get on Twitter right now. Yes, we are on Twitter. Hey, Twitter people, how are you? We're having just major problems on Facebook.
That thing.
So.
Thank you, Facebook.
Yes, I'm just trying to see if we can get there. All right, let's see if we can do this. And now we're live on there. Okay, I think we're live on.
Well, restricted streaming said hello, all. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, great.
But that's
all
YouTube.
Right.
That's a YouTube comment.
All right. Yeah, sorry about this, guys.
That's okay.
Are we up and running? Let's see. Major problems. I wonder what had happened. Well, so restricted streaming.
We didn't have a guest tonight.
Yes, I know. Hey, there you go. Anyhow, big things. Yeah, Halloween is going to be awesome. I mean, she's going to come back on. Shannon's going to come back on. She's going to talk more about her book because her book does get released on Halloween, which is going to be super cool. And not only that.
See, yes, they said you broke the internet too. That's the same thing I said. And then he tried blaming it on me.
Yeah, no, I did not try blaming it on you.
Yeah, not really. You said it was me.
You said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Facebook is not allowing this tonight. I wonder what's going on. We'll just switch over to the LinkedIn. And then we're live on LinkedIn. Yes, we are. Angry Geeks is on LinkedIn. So new platforms tonight, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. How about that? New,
just experimenting tonight.
For me.
Yeah, we're experimenting. And we're
gotta kill an hour, right?
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. And so, I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. Anywho.
Anyhow, now backstage, you ladies were talking about cosplay.
Yeah.
And the difficulties of when you're going to cons of people always being the same characters. Now, we all know.
Well, cosplayers that's not the difficulty. It's, I think, sometimes the oversaturation of a character who enjoy cosplaying, you know, is more of the thing we were talking about.
Yeah. And what I was in the middle of saying when you told me to save it for the show. I was saying, like, back, what year did that movie come out anyway? What was it, like 2015, 16, something like that? I could be totally wrong.
Yes!
In that realm.
Probably,
sometimes. It's
right around there, yeah. Because that's when I first started cosplaying Wonder Woman, and it was me in a sea of Harley Quinn.
Oh, God. But you have fun with that. That just made your platform even, like, go up higher, effect quicker. There you go. So I just remember, like, everyone thought that I was going to do that one too. I remember that I'm like, no, absolutely not, because I knew exactly what was going to happen. I go to Rhode Island Comic Con. I just remember there's so many of the Margot Robbie, Daddy's Little Monster things, I just saw colors, like the red and the white and the blonde hair and the pink and the blue just all like swarming together. I always said that year was just the year. It was the Harley Quinn conventions plus a little bit of extra cosplay here and there. Like, it was unbelievable. And, you know, there were so many like extra like fans of Harley Quinn coming out that year too. Like, oh, I've always been a, you know, hardcore Harley Quinn fan my whole life. I love Harley Quinn. I'm so Harley Quinn. That's just all me. Blah, blah, blah. Really, I'll give you $50 if you tell me who Tara Strong is right now. Like, you know, just so many fans just like that was the only Harley Quinn that they knew, which is fine, but it's like, oh God. Like, but yeah, that, yeah. But I mean, now I do believe the other Harley Quinns after that got popular too. Because I think some people did explore the Harley Quinn realm after that. So I still think that's another reason why, like, freaking, like, play becomes a game. Like, oh, count how many Harley Quinns you see of what version. Oh, that one. Roller Derby Harley Quinn. The Suicide Squad Harley Quinn. Suicide Squad Harley Quinn. Yada, yada, yada. But yeah. That's another reason why I make sure, like, that's another reason why I like doing Cruella, because you don't see about 700 of those. For conventions, yeah. If it's my own thing or whatever that we're doing with friends, photos or something, I still like doing it. I still have a whole sectioned off area for Harley Quinns in my cosplay room. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, that's just the reason I don't do her at cons as much anymore. But yeah, that's just my view on that kind of thing, specifically the Margot Robbie. But yeah.
Makes sense.
Jamie, what's your take on that?
I mean, she's right. I haven't had to deal with that because, I mean, like I said, when I started cosplaying Wonder Woman, that was the popular Harley Quinn at the time, and there were a million of them, and there's plenty of other Wonder Women, Womans.
Wonder Womans?
Yeah, Wonder Women.
But not like there were Harley Quinns. You know, and so I didn't have to or get to experience it at that level. And Wonder Woman's always going to be my favorite. And, you know, there are a lot of cosplayers that cosplay the gal Wonder Woman, and which I don't mind. I mean, I got the gold training armor, too, that I think I only wore to a con once. But at the end of the day, I mean, we all bring something different to the table. So
absolutely.
It's still
I would love to see a con full of like Wonder Women though. I gotta tell you, like that much, because you could just make the joke, and I sure would be like, oh my god, so many Wonder Women! I'm seeing stars. I would just
That is like a total Matches Malone joke. Oh my god!
And totally made a bat joke.
Yeah. Instead of a dad joke, it's a bat joke for sure. That is definitely, oh my God.
So
that
I know, Lou, you're trying to get things fixed, I think. Restricted streaming posted a comment. They said we're freezing up. So I know Aviva and Michael are both on. Are we still glitching? Aviva.
It looks like we're doing good. Okay, people are coming in. I'm going to stop playing with it.
Though.
Yeah, we could have been.
Emma's frozen.
I am.
Yeah,
no, you were.
Your frozen on my end.
Oh.
Yep, it is. You are, Em. You're frozen.
Oh.
Yeah, we're sorry about this, guys. I mean, we could restart the stream and see what happens.
No, it's. He said we're good. So.
Okay. Okay. It could be, but we'll see what happens. Em does look like she's frozen in carbonite at the moment. Yeah, she's like,
at least every time she freezes, her face is good, though. Like, I don't have that
luck. We can draw on her. We can draw on her. Okay.
No, that'll only be for a few seconds. Rhode Island Comic Con.
Man. And so anyway, we almost forgot quarter after. We got to take a quick break for our newest sponsor. So let's get our sponsorship out of the way and we'll be right back. Yeah, we want to thank Cares a Lot Confections for sponsoring the first quarter of the Angry Geek Show. The holidays are coming right up. Halloween is just around the corner. Make sure you contact Carolyn today to get a scrumptious pie, cupcakes, custom-made cake, anything you want. Jamie and I can both tell you. Have you ever had one of Carolyn's cupcakes?
Did you see the cake
that the Batman made? One?
Yes. This was today. I don't know if you guys can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that is like amazing.
Joker's hair is working for the green screen, but her cakes are amazing. Like her attention to detail is incredible and they're also delicious. The
now,
problem with
Em,
her
have
cakes
you,
is that
have you ever had
the artwork
any of
is
her
so
bakers?
Great. I never want to cut into
it. No, I don't think so. I know that's just terrible when someone does like an amazing job with something like that. It's like, wait, I have to cut that and like consume it.
And like, she freehands everything. It's all freehand. Like, she's just an amazing artist. And
Michael says, Carolyn makes the best cakes and pies.
She does.
I mean, we're proud to have her as a sponsor. Make sure you get here today. Give her a call. Get her email. Go to the website. Go to the Angry Geeks website. Get her email. I think, guys, is it up there yet? No, then do your job. It's got to be up there. Contact her and order something. Use code Angry Geeks and get a free smile with every cake and every cookie or whatever you guys get. Because Carol, it's just awesome. I can't really have too much of it because of the diet. But come Rhode Island, I know for a fact that there's going to be some there. I don't care what she says. I don't care what she says. I'm eating some of Carol's.
You can have like a taste testing portion, a little size.
Wait, okay, you said okay, she can have it. What were you saying, young lady? I want to have some because, yeah, I'm going to be splurging that weekend. I'm telling you because that stuff is good.
You cannot have a heart attack on our watch.
I was going to say, we're not picking you up off the floor here.
No, I didn't pick she you did. Up when you went head over handlebars, so I'm not picking you up.
I believe she did. I'm saying we don't want to have to do that.
All right, fine. Anyway, Halloween. Am I the only one for once that did their own homework?
Yes.
And Aviva says, no splurging.
Thank you, Aviva.
Right, thank you, Aviva.
And Jubba Bubba says, Rhode Island, Connecticut here. Well, hello, thank you.
Hello.
Oh, and the big man comes in and says, that's why he's here. Uh-huh. That's Axel. Axel himself, he's going to be hanging out with us.
I know that was you.
Yeah. Axel's going to make sure everyone is safe. And no one's going to get next to you two. And certainly he'll be there to pick me up off the ground. So I'm the only one that did homework. Wow. Okay. Cool. Well, let me first talk about the.
She was what?
Busy. I cheated on my homework because someone spoiled a movie for me. So I kind of did. You did your homework. I cheated. And I forget what Jamie did.
I made my costume.
I know you did. Judah Bubba said you said you guys were from Rhode Island.
I think we are. Judah Bubba.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of. We are. Em is from Rhode Island. Jamie is from New Hampshire. I'm from Massachusetts. But we are all over from New England.
Pretty much all of New England.
But we
are. I think we're all on the American map.
We fit in a circle.
Yeah. Yes, we do. But Rhode Island Comic Con is our home. We perform there every year. Altered Reality Entertainment, which is the promotion that puts on all these great conventions. We just posted our schedule for 2023 today. We'll get to that in a little bit, but they are the promotion that puts on Rhode Island Comic Con, and that's where we go. That's where we do our live show, and that's where we also put on where we moderate our panels. And yes,
you complete the scene from Connecticut.
Yes, there you go.
From Maine. Do we have anybody from Maine, though?
Do we have anybody from Maine? No, we don't have anybody from Maine, do we? Aviva says, got our tickets in the mail today. The kid will be volunteering. Oh, well, if he's going to be volunteering, the Angry Geeks, now we are looking for some volunteer to help us. We do need, so please tell him to talk to Emily that he needs to volunteer for us because we do need volunteers. And I got to reach out to Emily, not our Emily, the other Emily.
What is going on?
Nero is here to say hi.
Nero is here in the house. No, we do. So please, Aviva, why don't you shoot me a DM or a text and I will let you know what we need for Rhode Island Comic Con. Anyway, what the hell was... Oh, the movie.
You're cursing a lot tonight.
Yeah, I know. Well, first of all, I'm very happy.
The homework. Cute.
Yes, the homework. Watched a few horror movies this weekend. And The Grim Cuddy. It is awful. Do not watch it. I thought it was... I'm not a horror movie guy except for Halloween time, and usually they turn out to be fiascos. They turn out to be like softcore adult films, not horror movies, because they just turn out to be boob fest. But I got lucky this weekend, and
you pretend that scares you, but I sound
you gotta go under the correct category on Netflix, Lewis.
I do. Make I just sure, pick them
next
up.
Time you go, just click on kids.
What?
To get like SpongeBob's Happy Halloween Adventure or something like that.
All right. Well, anyway, The Grim Cuddy. Don't watch it. It was stupid. The monster looked stupid. The story was ridiculous. They never really explained anything about it. I thought it was horrible. Rose didn't like it either. Zero Angry Geek Shields. I thought it was bad. Just very, very bad. Zero Angry Geek Shields. Then we watched...
Zero.
Just absolutely zero. Next thing, I switched it over to Netflix, put on Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Absolutely love that. That was great. R.L. Stein, I believe, wrote this movie too or something. I thought it was fantastic. I loved the film. I'm going to give that a solid 4 Angry Geek Shields. I thought it was fantastic. It had me on edge. I even jumped a couple times. Zero boobs. And I still liked it.
That used to be just a regular TV show.
Really?
Yes, that I watched when I was a kid. It was on Nickelodeon, I think.
No way.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. But the only thing that bothered me was it was set in the 1960s. But they use phrases.
Oh, wait, no. Scary Stories. I'm thinking.
You're thinking, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I'm thinking, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Scary Stories.
Tell in the Dark was
actually. So here's the. I liked that movie. I did see that, but not. I didn't watch it this weekend. I have my original books that I got from the Scholastic Book Fair in like 4th and 5th grade. Oh, that they based those movies on. Like, they have my name written sloppily in them and everything. I still have them.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
One of the stories that creeped me out was the one, I think the most, the girl that had the spiders come out of the pimple.
Yeah, they showed that. That was part of the movie.
I know they did. And that creeped me out just as much. Like that one I couldn't stand. And for some reason, I always liked, there was a story in it. It was like the viper. And it was like, the guy was like, I wish to Vash and Viper windows, but like he kept calling the house saying the viper is coming, and I don't know why. And then
I remember that.
And there was my favorite, other favorite was, there was a wolf, like this wolf kid that like was raised by wolves in the picture. They didn't show that in the movie, but
The spider thing freaked me out because the girl's face just like exploded and yeah. spiders went everywhere. That was in the movie. Another thing that was in the movie was when the high school jock turned into a scarecrow. Mm-hmm. And then they had another part of the story was a kid ate a toe that was in a stew.
I was just going to say, that's the one. And that ghost was like, where is my toe?
Yeah, that was disgusting. And then
I remember that one. I just remember reading it. And the dad, he gave it to the dad. And it's just like, oh, we're just going to chop it up and eat it. I was like, that was normal. Not like, why did my kid bring a toe? Right. Like, oh, that was great. Let's eat it. That was the first thought. I'm like, that's the scariest thing I find about this, to be honest
with
you.
What you didn't know is that it was actually Dahmer. That was the...
That was nasty. Nasty. But yeah, that was really good. So I'm going to give that one 4 out of 5 Angry Geek Shields. But then I found something. Now, Rose didn't want to watch this one at first. She was like, I don't know. It wasn't appealing to her. And she did not like the first part, but she really liked the second part. And I'm thinking it's because of the subject matter in the second part. I'm kidding. But it was Fear Street. 1994 Fear Street was part one. And 1978 Fear Street was part two. Now we got to watch part three. Again, this is an R.L. Stine movie. This was amazing. I really like this. This was my favorite one. But they were in two parts over the weekend. I want to watch part three. And this was really, really cool. It had to do with a witch that put a curse on a town. She chopped off her hand, and later her hand enters this whole poem and everything. And she had these ghost slaves, and they would come back to life and chase after these people that got their blood on them and stuff, like their blood on the witch's grave. It's really, really cool. I don't want to say too much to give it away, so I'm trying to give you guys like a broken down points of the plot, not to give it away. Kids from the Stranger Things are in it. It's really cool. Really, really cool. I thought it was fantastic. I'm going to give part one 4 Angry Geek Shields. Part two, Fear Street.
Is it based off of the Fear Street books?
Yes, that's what I was told today.
I was also obsessed with those as a kid. I had.
Okay, it is based off of the Fear Street books from what I was told. Fear Street, 1976. I'm going to give it a solid 5. Because I really,
wow.
I stayed up past my bedtime last night to finish that.
Whoa, was it like 9:03?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you be quiet. The both of you.
Okay.
I want to watch Fear Street 1666 next. And because I dug it. I thought it was really great. We're going to take 30 seconds. For CH Square Collectibles, and we'll be right back.
CH Square Collectibles, 39 Wedgwood Drive, Suite 232, inside the Slater Mill Mall. Pokemon every 7 mornings. Become a Pokemon Blaster. Magic Gathering every Friday night. Comics, toys, vinyls, diecast, and more. Find your inner hero at CH Square Collectibles. Proud sponsor of the Angry Geeks Show.
And we're back. Look at that. Thank you, CH Square Collectibles. We're going to be out there sometime in December for CH Square Collecticon. And the next day with Joe St. Pierre, both days. And one of our other sponsors will be out there too, Jamie. Blood, Sweat, and Tears Wrestling is going to be at CA Square Collectibles. I'm not sure if they're going to be wrestling or what they're going to do, but Kevin and some of his big heavy hitters are going to be out there signing autographs and meeting some of the people.
Where are they located?
They're in Bridgeport, Connecticut. We'll be talking about them in a little bit. You know what? I think we should put Em in the ring. I think she'd be like a little Spitfire. Put her in the ring.
You want to start? I saw that happen.
I know. She's like, what? No? Are you crazy?
That's what I'm up against here.
Oh, don't worry about it. She's only 300
not
pounds.
Not that guy you had on the show from last week on your other show with Jack.
Oh, no, that guy's, oh, my God. Doctor reacted, yeah.
Redacted?
Yeah, he's stuck.
Oh, my God, Lewis. Like, I don't even follow wrestling, and I know his name better than you.
I never met him at all before. Last week was the first time.
He was super chill, and then I looked him up after the show, and I was like, wow, two different personalities.
It was funny you when you came on, for those of you, we were talking about Faces and Heels podcast, which is found on the Angry Geeks Network as well, and soon to be on Pod TV. Jamie comes on and she says, isn't this a wrestling show? Because all I'm hearing is people
talking. So I was eating my chicken nug nugs and I went on Facebook and I saw that they were live and I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to watch the show. So I'm watching through the live stream and they're talking about Green Lantern, was it, or Green Arrow? One of the greens. I think it was Green Arrow. And they're going and going, and I'm watching for like 10 minutes, and all they're talking about is comics. So I chime in on the comments, and I'm like, hey, I thought this was a wrestling show. And that's what happened.
Yeah, then all of a sudden we
I ended up watching the entire show, commenting the entire time.
And the doctor is a hardcore wrestler. Or deathmatch specialist. And he does a lot of wild stuff in the ring. And one of them is he takes cooking
skewers.
Yeah, and shoves it in people's foreheads. Jada Bubba wants to know if we saw the new Christmas Story sequel trailer. That Ralph is back. No, I haven't. I have not.
And I have not been watching TV. I've been living in Naruto land while I make my costume. I have that playing on my laptop in the background, and that's what I've been doing.
Yes, we're going to be very busy in a couple weeks during RICC. What are you most looking forward to besides what we can't talk about because it's not enough yet? What are you two most looking forward to?
I think just seeing everybody, honestly, that's really my favorite thing. I'm wearing my new outfit that I'm making.
Wearing your new outfit.
Okay. That's always
okay. Wait, so I'm so excited about this too, because
now we found something. Okay.
The shorts that I'm making have pockets. Okay. So that's huge in a cosplay.
That's a big deal.
And it's not going to have one, but two pockets, and my phone fits in it. Yeah.
That's good for me.
So here's the thing. I'm obviously bringing my Wonder Woman costume. Like, I have to be Wonder Woman at Rhode Island. I have to. But I'm thinking, like, the bad side to this is if this thing's too comfortable, I'm going to want to wear it all weekend and to probably every convention after that.
You're gonna have to change your name like on every sort of like social media. Oh. It's gonna be like cosplay, you know, witness protection program type thing.
Yeah. And then my other big news, I don't know if we talked about it. Greg, who makes my Wonder Woman costumes, is making me a new Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman costume.
Ooh.
No, we haven't talked about it, but I knew you posted it because I hate
the one that I have. The mask is too tight. The mask is too tight, and it's just not.
If that mask is too tight, and I ask you, like, is that like basically squish your nose to like a pulp, basically?
And my cheeks, like, I can't, like, when I smile, I get this line that like curls up, like I can't.
Yeah,
it's just really, and Greg, him and I have been talking about making this for like 3 years now, and he is making right now that costume for his little niece to wear for Halloween. And I keep seeing his posts and I keep commenting on them. And I said, we're going to have to make this happen. And then one day I posted a throwback and he messaged me and he says, you know, I'm not pushy, but we have to do this. I was like, okay, let's just make it happen.
I'm not complaining. You're just like, I'm not complaining.
And he's, I mean, it's, he's doing head to toe, the boots, the whip, the claws, everything. So I am like so unbelievably excited for this one because he has my measurements. He lives close. So before he puts all the stitches and stuff on, we're going to go do a fitting and make sure everything's like perfect. Perfect.
That's
pardon the pun.
Yes. I'm just so excited. All my new things are falling into place.
The last time you wore the Michelle Pfeiffer cosplay was during our live show at RICC. Four years ago.
Yeah, it was before, I think the one before COVID.
Yeah, and when you and Spencer started an impromptu kickboxing match.
Oh, my God. Like, in those fields. I think he wanted
look at Em's face. Yeah,
I don't want to start that with Catwoman unless, you know, I have that one too. So, you know.
No, impromptu kickboxing match right in front of the right stage. We're trying to play a game. And
my head right off.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, Jamie and Darth Vader just start battling it out. I'm like, as Mike Bergy, everyone knows Bergy from Rhode Island Comic Con says, that our live shows, for those of you that are listening and watching that don't know, is organized chaos. Yeah, you never know when a kickboxing match is going
to
break.
The problem is Lewis just wanted to get me killed. And Spencer, he tells him, oh, well, yeah, she was a kickboxer. She used to fight in Rhode Island, and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, I'm like, great. And Spencer's like, oh. Why fight? Let's go right here, right now. And I'm like, I can't do that with a corset and these heels on. Like, those heels on that costume were like, because they were really like stripper boots that I wound up finding because I couldn't find like movie accurate ones. So they're kind of like platform heels on top of it. And I'm like, I can't kick with a corset. And it was just, yeah, he tried to kill me. Thanks, Lou.
I literally hit foot.
I just saw like right here. Hi, Bob.
And Aviva, any chance it will be After Dark this year? We can neither confirm nor deny. So, but we will have brand new games, brand new fun. And I'm not in charge of the games. They are. Just so you know.
That's a very long pause right there.
I was trying to figure out where to point.
The games will hopefully make sense this year. They won't have... Lewis, what is this dog doing now?
I don't know. But yes, we will have games, but the ladies are in charge of the games this year. I'm just in charge of the prize packs getting put together. The ladies are in charge of the games, not me, but we will have guests, and it's going to be fun. But we do know when it's going to be, we know what room it's going to be, and there is a trailer being built. So just be prepared. So
you won't tell me anything, so I can't spoil anything. Because you think it's hilarious just to see me completely unprepared and just throwing me in something.
You're the new guy.
It's just great for her to be surprised. You just want to see me humiliate myself.
That's literally just what he does. He does it to me still to this day. It's just the Lewis way. Lewis is the only one
who's allowed to know what's going on.
And then you're sitting there, that's why, convenient time, Lewis.
It's a question of the week. This week's question of the week is once again brought to you by Alternate Universe LLC in New Haven and Milford. And the Angry Geeks will be in Milford this week. Jamie has to work. She won't be there, but she will be with me at another place on Sunday. But this Sunday, make sure you join the Angry Geeks for our coffees and comics at the Milford location. With the one and only Joe St. Pierre. Joe drew more Spider-Man covers than anyone in history. And this week's question of the week is brought to you by the one and only Rose. This week's question is, if animals could only talk, which one would be the nicest and which would be the rudest?
Oh.
Ooh. So, okay. If animals could only talk, which would be the nicest and which would be the rudest?
Hmm.
Emily's writing something down. All right. Jamie, you go first.
But, yeah, Jamie, go first.
Okay, the nicest, I definitely think... No, wait, first? Oh, I have to think about this.
That's a good question.
Yeah. The rudest. I feel like, I mean, I love cats, but I think cats would be the rudest.
Okay, very good. Very good.
I think because, like, just the way that they are, in their mannerisms, like they're always like putting their butt in your face, and like, you know, like
they're dominant.
Just like, feed me now, human. Like, that's just the impression.
Well,
I guess.
Then they'll act like you haven't fed them in years.
Yeah, and I love my cats. Like, I really.
But you also think cats are aliens.
They are, but I do think that they'd be like, hold this door for me now. You know, where is my dinner?
Proper little lady.
Why did you do that? And I think the nicest. The nicest animal would be. There's so many.
I know, right? Animals are so much better than people.
There's so many.
So much easier about people. Like celebrities. Alec Baldwin, biggest jerk.
Turtles.
Turtles would be the nicest.
Turtle. Like, yeah. Okay. I'm looking at Tortorgolini over there, just chilling, getting some under his lamp, just off.
Okay.
Dogs. Pigs.
You have a zoo in your house. So
yeah, I have all of those things. Yes.
That's why I can't think so carefully about it.
All right, Em, rudest and nicest.
I'm going to stick within the dog canine realm here. I think probably because I watch like videos of them so much like online, I think corgis would be very, very nice through my experiences.
Not the ones that live up the street from me.
Well, then, you know what? They just need an attitude. They need an attitude adjustment, okay? I think poodles are just way too full of themselves, and they're very rude, and, you know, like, you know what?
I love poodles.
You are not all that in a bag of chips with your curly hair. So I don't know. I'm sticking the dog around. I'll go with I love corgis, and no to the poodles. I just, you know, something. You got nothing to be so conceited about.
Okay,
you know what? It made me think of like a superstar, like nicest, rudest animal. Like I so many South Park references with me, but it made me think of the Woodland Critter Christmas. If anyone knows what that episode is, and like you think the animals are like wicked nice, but they're actually like spawns of Satan. At the end, and it's like they're worshiping the Antichrist the whole time, and like they're just like completely sick. It's just like, wait, what? But yeah, if you haven't watched Woodland Critter Christmas on South Park, very good episode, and it's really funny and very disturbing, just like me.
Okay, thank you. I would say, let's see, the nicest, I'm gonna say a lion. A lion would be the nicest, the king, because he's the king. He's the king of the jungle.
Lion.
No, those come on.
I think you're a lion. He's a lion.
Oh my god! The lion, right there, lion. The lion would be the nice.
But who are they being nice to us? Like, because the way I interpreted it was like how they treat us, and I just
that's what I'm saying.
And being like, hey, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Because the lion,
would eat you.
No, because he would be he's majestic. He's the king. So he would be very... Think Mufasa. He'd be nice. He would be really cool. Really, really cool to everybody. Simba. Very, very cool to everybody. Okay? And I think he would be really, really cool. And I think he would be very nice because he's a very majestic. He's a king, so why not?
Okay.
King, he would be king. It okay. would be cool. Lion would be the coolest. And he would.
Scar?
He would be. Scar's just a jerk. But well, a lion would be the nicest.
What did Simba say to Lion King when he was going too slow? He said what? Mufasa. I said, what did Simba say to the Lion King when he was moving too slow? He said Mufasa.
Another matches joke. Another oh my bat god.
Joke. That was not
another bat joke. Yeah, I know. Okay. As for the rudest animal. I'm gonna choose Jamie and I'm gonna say a cat. Because our cat Sophie's a jerk. That's she'll just walk like, by and
put not, a butt in your face, right?
Yeah, or she'll just
like they look right you guys. At you. If there's something on the counter, they look at you and like, you see that?
They want your attention.
It. No, she's just rude. Sophie will come into Geek Lair and just like see like a pile of comics and like I'm going to sit on this. I'm like, don't you dare.
They
and
do sit on just papers, don't they? It's weird.
This will be like comics that are like bagged and board or like my chair that I'm sitting in now. And I'll come up here to, you know, start editing our footage or put something together for somebody. And she'll be sitting in my chair and I'll take her out and she'll like, just look at me like I was sitting
there.
Yes, exactly. No. And then next thing I know, she'll like walk by and knock something over on purpose. So no, cats are like, she's rude. And the only person she's nice to in the whole house is Cody. So
that's like Jigglepuff. The only one that she likes is Ian, and that's it. Lucy loves everybody. Yeah. But Jigglepuff, the only time she's nice to me is when she wants me to feed her.
Okay, Michael comes in and Michael says, nicest is a panda and the rudest is a hyena.
Okay, I wanted to use them red pandas because, you know what, that should have been my answer. But that was my answer for another question.
Oh.
Those red pandas. Remember I showed you those, Lewis? And
yes, oh my God. You have to show that to Jamie. It was a
have you
red.
Seen a red panda?
The
they
red
look
panda?
Like
a
Yeah, they look more like
they look raccoons. Like kind of like raccoons. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They look like fancy raccoons. The one at Roger Williams died. I'm like heartbroken because I used to see him every day. Every day, because that's where I worked, was at the zoo, and I would like on my breaks, I would take my walks. I would make sure to see him every single day, and I just got the news, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that sucks. They were growing up in New Jersey, right across from Philly. We went to the Philadelphia Zoo all the time, literally. 3 times a year till I left New Jersey, but my favorites were the otters and the red pandas.
They were the everyone asked about the red pandas. They're huge. Yeah. They're so popular. They're the money makers.
Yeah. They're just so cute.
They are.
I want to show a really quick video clip because I'm very excited about our Halloween special. So if you ladies don't mind, let's show something really quick.
You are on fire with these videos lately.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
I appreciate that very much. Before we get back to that, Bob comes in and says, nicest otters, rudest turkeys.
I hate turkeys. I hate them. They tear up my lawn. I literally, if they're in the yard, my son actually has a video that he put on Snapchat. I love him so much, of me flying off the deck. I ran out the back door to get these turkeys out of my yard. And I'm just like screaming at them like,
I want that video. Thanksgiving special. I want that video. Yes, I want that video. Send it to Uncle Louie. I want that video. Oh my God. I could do wonders with it. I want that video.
I'm crying.
That's good for saying it.
I'll ask him when he gets home from work. He saves everything of me, so.
Oh my God, I want that video so much. I do. I want that video. Anyway, October 31st, live streaming. And hopefully we'll be live streaming also on Roku and Amazon. I got to be talking to Kimberly, who wants to, actually, the president of Pod TV, Kimberly, who came on last week and was joking around with us, wants to be a guest and hang out with us one night because she loved watching the show live, because we do upload this to be on the network. She had such a blast watching us. She wants to be a guest. And I think it's a bad idea because you guys know I can go off the rails sometimes. But she wants to be live. So what do you guys think about having the boss? Not the real boss, but the boss of the network. You think it'll be fun? All right, I'll invite her on. But I was like, boy, you're going to be in for it. So we'll have that on. And Kevin.
Congratulations,
Jamie. And why are we congratulating Jamie? Because we are congratulating Jamie because she had a very huge announcement on Facebook today. Jamie is getting married.
Oh, wow.
Broken hearts everywhere because my sister from another mister is getting married. She's getting hitched finally. So there she goes.
There's no date yet. He said I have to plan the wedding and I just.
Yeah, I guess his part's over.
I'm not good at girl things.
You're not. Not good at girl things. No, you're kind of a tomboy, which is a good thing. It's a good thing.
I fully admit I'm a guy in my brain. I'm not good at girl things.
Well, I got my book from when I was a bridal stylist. I can give it to you. I used it.
Oh, you were right.
And Kevin says Lego style.
Oh, Kevin.
There you go.
And
right out Legoland.
He would not go for that. So my best friend growing up got married and her wedding was on Halloween and the rule was you had to dress up. He did not dress up. He is the complete opposite of me when it comes to any of that. So he would not go for it.
Oh, I would.
And then I said, well, how about we ride horses? Like I'll ride Jack and he can ride. Why is the dog crying? Stop it. He could ride one of the other horses and he says, no, we're not riding a horse. So I think it has to be
right
like
you could literally ride off into the sunset together.
I know.
What a way.
And so, Michael says, get married and cosplay. Like
normal. That's what I'm talking about. Is
Everyone's going to start saying that to her now.
Oh,
no, you know what will happen? Everybody will actually get to see me dress up like a girl in a dress for once, which is so rare.
And everyone's going to be asking, what cosplay is that?
Oh my God, Jamie's cosplaying as a Disney princess.
Cinderella.
Maybe I can pull off a black dress.
Maybe. And Aviva comes in and says, time for him to plan if he doesn't like your idea. No.
Honestly, and so you know what's funny is we haven't really talked about it because he asked me last night. After we were literally like in bed and I was falling asleep and he says, Jamie Dolan, I have something for you, or I got you a present. And I'm like, what? And like, he doesn't buy me anything. Well, he bought me a treadmill, but he does buy me things. But I'm like, what? And I look over and he like has it in his hand and I'm like, are you feeling okay? Like that's how the conversation went. And then I made sure he didn't have a fever. So, you know, and then he worked today and he's won't be back till tomorrow. So we haven't really had any time to talk about it, but that's how it went. And I didn't post it last night because I legit was like, looked like a hot mess in bed. And I'm like, I'm not, no picture now.
not to take anything away from you in your moment, because I love you dearly and you know this, but I think you also know what I'm about to say. I think I told you this once before.
Oh, the cat's down here. That's why he's being a jerk.
Oh, do you know, I know M doesn't know this and some of our listeners probably don't know this, but I think I did tell the story on the show once before. Do you recall how I asked Rose to marry me?
No.
And what day it was?
No.
Only this guy. I asked Rose to marry me on April Fool's Day. And she thought that was joking.
Did you plan it that way? Like, was that your plan to ask her?
No, we woke up and again, like you and you, we were in bed and we woke up. And I just kind of like rolled over and I said, yo, would you marry me? And I said, I want you, Katie and Cody, you know, to be family with Jackie and I and Christian. And Kevin's laughing. And she was like, very funny. She thought I was going to say April Fool's because.
Terrible.
I'm not that terrible, Lem.
But she thought it was. I don't think she would have stuck around if he was.
But yeah, cookie. It was only, 17 years. She thought I was joking. Yeah.
But see, and that's the thing is, you know, when you're with somebody for so long, I mean, him and I have been together for 12 years. It's different, you know, I think when it gets to that point, because we've already lived together for a long time. We've already like decided like, hey, like you're the one for me. So mm-hmm. I think the reaction is
taking
different.
It out for a test drive.
Is different because you already have such a history.
You're not a Leaf anymore. That's the thing. We're talking about cars. He said test drive. I'm like, it's not a Leaf anymore. Right.
Well, it was funny when Rose and I, we got married here in the Geek Lair, and she came. My son is in the house. What are you doing?
Hi, Cody.
That to you. No, it's Neil. Come and say hi to everybody. Come and say hi. Emily and Jamie are on. He's not running the camera tonight. And say hi before we wrap up.
Hi.
All right, get out of here.
All right, just like that.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow, kid. I love you. You don't want that?
No, it's yours.
Oh, okay. Wow. I love you too. I love that kid. When Rose and I got married here, we had a big party out in the back. And she actually, instead of using the bridal march, she actually walked down the stairs with Cody to the Superman march, John Williams. And that kind of floored me. That's what she walked
down
to.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's because Rose is amazing.
I know she is. I know. And you'll see Rose Sunday because she's going to be with us.
I'm at so excited.
The Rhode Island Rhode Island event at the Dunkin' Donuts Center for hockey or whatever it is. But we'll be broadcasting live from that. And Viva says, Mark just brought me into a jewelry store and said, do you want to? And Michael said that do you want a what?
Michael, he's the best. Listen to that one.
Michael said
a scavenger with Anne Marie's engagement ring, and she found it in Lord of the Rings fellowship book.
Oh, that's awesome. That before we wrap up, really quick. Scarlet Witch. That looked amazing.
Oh,
you guys talked about
the
cosplay.
Way, it did.
Yeah,
you guys talked about it.
I know. Really quick. Tell us about that. Really, really quick. You sent it to me. I thought it was fantastic. Why Scarlet Witch? Really quick.
Well, really quick. Okay, fine. Doing an event at the zoo. You know, like every other character's taken, they asked me last minute. I've had the Scarlet Witch for a while because, you know, just I want to expand into the Marvel world a little bit because I have everybody from DC. And of course, I really like, you know, the Scarlet Witch story. I really like a lot about her. I've gotten into it. And I was like, okay, why don't I just give it a try? So, you know, I did. I thought that was the perfect way to debut it. And I really was not expecting the reaction it got, like, at all. It got a great response from a lot of people. And I was like, wow, okay. And I think I'm going to do it at least one day at Rhode Island Comic Con. So I really like it. I liked it a lot.
And that's one of the ghosts from the EVP.
Falling down the stairs.
Yeah, they're getting
it. Anyway, we're going to see you guys next week. Hopefully Facebook will straighten all this stuff out so we can broadcast live on Facebook. I'm Lewis. That's Jamie. That's Emily. We are the Angry Geeks. Please. Find Jamie on that Wonder Woman, Jamie Dolan on Facebook. That one. Find Emily on Quinderella on Facebook. Find us all on the AngryGeekShow.com and on Hero. Instagram and all the other social medias. And you're watching us. Yes. Bye.
You have been watching The Angry Geek Show on Pod TV. Visit our website today. And for guest bookings, email us at theangrygeekshow@gmail.com today.